company side.
Yeah. And it'll doubt to take it somewhere so that's cheaper than we can, because then it'll cost them nothing to sell it.
Just a warehouse.
Suppose we just opened up our oil down here and said, well, boys, come in and get it. Well, we can sell it for 25 cents more. But yes, you'd have to take it home, put it in your own car, do your own oil rate and all that stuff.
Fix it when it leaks.
Yeah, yeah. But the way it is now, you can run into a service station, don't you see, and expect him to do that. Well, a service station, you're definitely going to have to go to make it. Labor charges. Mm-hmm. And everything that they do.
Yeah.
They can't do that free service anymore, because the guy's going out here to discount house and buying his case of oil and coming in down here and wanting you to do the changing. He's going out there and getting his energy and free, and in here and wanting you to put in his car for him.
Do they do that?
Oh, heck, it can't. It's done on every day. Every day.
Well, I'll be darned. Boy, that takes a lot of
calls. Oh, this American Bucket's got it.
Well, I've always changed my own attitudes, but I do the job myself.
And then comes a cold night, you know, along here, and they wonder how it is. They just line up for us and stand out to test and see. Well, the boys would go out there on the drive and work for 2 or 3 hours. They know I'd out in the cold testing one car out there for another. Well, they should get 25, 50 cents every one to test.
Uh-huh.
They shouldn't do it for nothing.
No.
They can't do it for nothing to stay in business. Now, they don't change oil or they don't fix antifreeze anymore for nothing either.
That's the way it should be.
If the man wants to, just like a fellow said to me one day when they first went to buy these oils, you know, he changed these first ones, you see. But he was a man that went dressed up. Said he had run his suit, he had to send it out and get it cleaned. I said, well, every time you buy your oil that way, you're supposed to have to clean the suit every time. You're supposed to. He said, well, I ain't going to buy the horse. Yeah, he said, I've been to that fall. He said, I'm going to get it come up here. I said, well, that's the reason you sell it to you cheap, so that you can go down and get your suit cleaned. Same way with the help yourself gasoline places. Well, that's something that ought to not be allowed, because gasoline is too dangerous for everybody to handle. Man, maybe spill some on it. He can't help it. Get in the car, start lighting a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
Or comes in the office down here to go to work. The steno's all over. Oh, you stopped at the office yourself this morning, didn't you? Smell him all over the office, didn't you see?
We got one nose and spill water now, I think.
Hadn't ought to be allowed. It's too dangerous.
I think it's just outside the city limits.
It's too dangerous.
Well, I'm happy with my credit cards. I like those men to look my car over, clean my windshield, check my tires, check under the hood.
Well, a man drives in there, one of those places, and he gets hurt or burned up. Who's going to pay for it? He did it himself. What if he does it in one of our places, you know, something like that? Happens like that. Somebody's going to have to pay for it, isn't that right?
But it won't happen.
Well, there's a bill of Washington right now. I hope it can get enough pressure behind it to take it through. I don't know what it can this year or not, because we're slow up there. But it's what they call a products bill. Well, the Continental Oil Company has got the right to set the retail price on their merchandise. Our antifreeze people are going to have the right to set their price, the retail price on the merchandise. The advertising go over television for certain prices. Discount picks it up and sells it as a loss leader. Well, every time you bring a man in out there with a quart of oil, buy a quart of Texaco oil at 21 cents a quart,